Okay, we're on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, just to get ourselves a running start. We should start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, talk 10, 11 lines from the bottom there. The Gemara says, Mesiv Ravin Bar Nachman. So they're talking about how we know that not just men, but also women are liable for these Isurim, these forbidden marriages. Specifically, the Surah Laf. So we'll see as we move along. So the Gemara says like this: Meisiv Rabbi Bar Nachman lo yikachu melamed sha'isha muzharis ayodei ha'ish. Right, the fact the pasuk says lo yikachu twice by talking about the Isurim of who the Kohen can marry, isha grusha misha lo yikachu, etc. So the language of lo yikachu twice. So it teaches me that the woman is muzharis ayodei ha'ish. Right, that somehow there's the iser on the woman as well as the man. Look at Rashi, right? And we mentioned this last time, but I just want to make sure we have it. Right, the Rashi says, Lo'ikachu, lama l'limichtav lo'ikachu, treizim de la'hazir ha'isha ayadeh ha'ish kasach adadach la'hazir k'sheirosh lo yinasu la'chalalim. Right, the assumption at this point is that it's actually that kohanos would be forbidden to marry chalalim, even though we typically assume that's not the case. Just like a Kohen can't marry a Chalala. So Lo'ikachu Lo'ikachu to teach me that. So Amar Rav, Rav says no. Kol heichad dehu muzhar hi muzharis. Kol heichad dehu muzhar lo muzhar. Kol heichad dehu lo muzhar hi lo mizdahara. No, I mean that she, when you say she's chayeves like him, it means that whenever there's an isra of them getting married, they both have a lav. That's all it means. Fine. So the question is, "Hamah hacha nafka?" I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav nafka. I mean, but this idea that they're both she's chayeves just like he is. If there's an iser for them to be married, I know that from Yehuda Amar Rav. What do you mean? That Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein tan de beri shmal ish o isha ki yasu mikol chataos haadam. Right. So the pasuk says, "Ish o isha who does any of these chataos, hish ve'akos of ish leish lekol onshin b'torah," which equates man and woman for all of the onshin b'torah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, they'll call onshin b'tar, onshin, says Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. Lav v'kares, right? Los aseis and the isra kares. Aval asei, lo have onesh, right? Meaning, they'll call onshin b'tar, we're the same, but not when it comes to mitzvah asei, right? Hilkach mitzvah asei, shesman grama, nashin b'turos, right? That's why when it comes to mitzvah asei, we're not, men and women are not the same. It's only in los aseis that we're the same. Avalosa say bench has mangrama, bench law has mangrama, nashim chayavas. Right. So this pasuk is trying to teach me that even though when it comes to mitzvah say, men and women are not the same, when it comes to losa says we are the same. Fine. So says so I have that already. So why do I need a loyikachu loyikachu? Meaning to teach, according to Rabbah, that I need a pasuk to teach me that whenever the man's chayav, the woman's chayav is also, that's not a chiddush. I know that already from Isha Rishaki Asumikal Chatos Adam. Right? I know it already from there. So he says, "I'll tell you why." Imehi have a mina lava shav bakol, ava lav sheinu shav bakol. Lo, I would think that's only true. And if I would have used this pasuk, so I would think that's only true by lava shav bakol. But lava, it's not shav bakol. That it wouldn't be correct, right? Like lav to kahuna, says Rashi, "Einu shav bakol sheinu hagim beYisrael." Right, like some of these Yisurim of kahuna not becoming tamei, etc. That's something specific by a kohen. Hilgach ilo ashminan lo yikachu havazlina lakula umiftiru nashim. If I just had the ish o isha, right? So I think that that things that are shavah bakol. So those are the things that men and women are the same, but things that are unique to specific types of people would apply only to men. So it comes to pasuk lo yikachu by the Yisurim related to a kohen. They teach that those apply to the women also. Okay, Gemara says not so fast. Varei tuma. The lav she'ein shav bekol, right? We have the issue of tuma in general, right? That typically Yisraelim, Rashi says, the ein Yisrael, tap Rashi, the ein Yisrael muzharin, shaloliga, right? Regular non-Yisraelim can become tamei, they can go to they can take care of a dead body, they can go to a cemetery, etc. Right? It's only and we're all kohanim muzharin, but lo Yisraelim, only Yisraelim, only kohanim, not Yisraelim. Okay, and what's the drush when it comes to tuma? The time of the Kasa Rachmana, Bnei Aaron, Velo Benos Aaron. Right? And the Pasuk there teaches me, right? And more El Bnei Aaron, El Kohanim Bnei Aaron, a nefesh leitama b'amav. So specifically, b'nei Aaron and not b'nos Aaron. Right? Halav ha'achi. If it wasn't for that, havamina nashim chayavos. Right? If it wasn't for that, what if the other women are the same? Meaning, you see here that you need a specific drasha to teach me that that women are excluded from this los asay. That's not shava b'kol. Right? So what do you see? You see that wasn't assumed. Right? We don't have an assumption that everyone assumes that love, that's shava b'kol. Everyone would agree. Men and women, that's Eino Shavu B'Kol, that women, men and women are the same. So Gemara says, no. So my time, Lav Mishum de Rehuda Marav, it must be that the reason why that is because of Rehuda Marav. Rashi says, Amma Afidu Lav She'ein Shavu B'Kol, Nafkala Mehasam Dindashim Chayavos. Meaning, you clearly need this extra drasha here of Rehuda Marav, because otherwise I wouldn't have known. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, the Garminim Laikachu. No, I can learn that from Laikachu. That's enough. Right? Laikachu itself is one that taught me that. Okay. Ikida Amre, Kicha Itzrichale, right? Sakhadat de Chamina, Ligmor Mituma, Kamash Malan, right? Or you say, this is another way of saying the same thing. But Ikida Amre, Kicha Itzrichale, Rashi says, Ikida Amre, Kicha Itzrichale, Rashi is Lemichtav. I had to say Kicha specifically to write it. Why? Debalav She'en Shava Bakol, Nashim Musharos, right? I needed Lo yikachu, to teach me, same thing we said before, that women would not be included by things that are not Shavu B'Kol. But af agav, mid the Rav Yehuda mishtama, even though I could have learned that from Rav Yehuda's drasha, again, even though I could have learned it from there, right, Yisho Yishaki Yasumi Kol HaTosa Adam, Sakhadat HaChamina Ligmor Mituma, the Lav She'en Shavu B'Kol Hu, V'Nashim B'Turos, right, I didn't want to, learn from the case of Tuma, which is not Shavu B'Kol. So Kamash Malan, that we learn from both. Fine. So the bottom line is we need both of them. But fine. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to return to this question of the men, some of these shalas, the men and women. Rav Papa, V'Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Iklahu Lehinatzvo. Rashi changes that. Bach changes that. Lechashinatzvo. It's a place. Last Raid, Rav Edi Bar Avin. So they went to this place, and this is where Rav Edivar Oven lived. So Baminayo, they asked him, "Who's Haru Ksheros Li Nasi Lepsulin?" Olo, right? What's the halacha? Are these Kohanos Ksheros? Are they forbidden to marry Chalalim or not? So this is the question we started with before. So Amalahu Rav Papa Tenisua. Rav Papa says, "We taught already." From the following case, it's Gemara Kiddushin. Asara Yuchzin Alu Mi Bavel. So there were 10 types of people with, different types of yichis who came back to Eretz Yisrael from Babel. Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, that's three. Chalolim, Gerim, Charuim. Charuim are Avadim Mishuchorim, Avadim that are freed. Mamzerim, Nisinim, Shtuki, V'Asufi. So all these people came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. And the presumption is each one of them has their own kind of unique status when it comes to the dinim of yichus. Okay. But now we're going to lump, put them in certain groups. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Mutan, Levozabazet. Kohan, Levi, Yisrael, they can all marry each other. Levim, Yisraelim, Chalalim, Gerim, Charumim, Mutan, Levozabazet. Right? Levim, Yisraelim, and then a Chalal, Gerim, and a Charumim, they can all marry each other again also. Again, as long as you're not Kohen, right, all these people can marry each other. Gere, Charure, Mamzire, Nisine, Shtuki, Vasufi, Mutan, Lavozabazar. Right? Gerim and Avadim, Shacharim, Mamzirim, etc. All those people can all marry each other, right? Because Gerim, we assume that the Kahal Gerim is Lomi Kere Kahal, so Gerim can marry a Mamzir, etc. Okay. Vilu Kohanos, Lechalal, Lokatani. Right? So being. When it's listing these different groupings, who can get married, who can't get married, or who is permitted to all get married, so it doesn't include kohanos marrying a halal, right? A woman, bas kohen marrying a halal doesn't include that example. So you see, they're not allowed to get married. So says Martin, no. Amalei Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua kohecha dahani nisbe mehane vahani nisbe mehane katani. Meaning the whole case was the mutal avo zebazet. They can marry each other, right? In both directions, right? But kohen kaven de ilu baile mintsav chalala asirile lo katani. Meaning since, yes, a koheness, meaning could be that a koheness can marry a halal, right? That's permissible, but a Kohen can't marry a Chalala. And since it doesn't go both directions for the men and women, we didn't include them. But that's not a proof that a Kohenes can't marry a Chalal. It's just not included in this group because it wouldn't have been true in both directions. Fine, so no answer. So So they came to Rav Yehuda bar Avin, Amalahu. So they asked Rav Yehuda bar Avin, Amalahu. He said, "Children, Halchi Amar Rav Yehuda Marav." This is what Rav Yehuda Marav said. Lo husru ksheros linase lepsulim. The ksheros are not forbidden to marry psulim. And it sounds like, according to the bottom line is that a koheness is allowed to, a bas kohen can go ahead and marry a halal. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Okay. So now we have the next conversation, which was about shniyos midivrei sofer, right? That we saw actually in the Mishnah. We talked about situations of shniyos, right? These are relationships that are forbidden midrabanan, and that in certain situations we treated them actually more severe than the regular yisurim, etc. So we're now get moving on how this works. So.
What?
In fact, there's no letter there. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. It happens not to be a letter there. We don't have a letter anywhere though, so I don't know. Unless we'd have to look it up. Unless back before when Tanvei Bishma we said Isha Ishak Yasim Kochados Adam Hishva Kasvi Ishlish Kolin Shem Torah, but that's a different thing. So I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Okay, so shniyos b'divrei sofer says Gemara. Bo minei b'nei birei merev sheshes. So the b'nei birei asked Rav Sheshes the following shaila: shniya labal velo shniya layavam. So this is the case we were talking before, right? Let's assume she gets married to a man to whom she is an iser shniyos. So she was asim midrabanan to marry him. However, the yabam was not asitar. Okay. So she married him. She married the Baal. That was wrong. She shouldn't have married him. And then, but then he dies, right? And now she's not a shniyah to the Yabam. So she does Yibam with her. So yesh la ksuba mi Yabam, alo, right? Does she get a ksuba from the Yabam or not? So we're going to have to see what this even means. Because we're going to see, let's just keep going. Kevan da amar ma ksuba sa al nechse baila harishon leisle. So first of all, on the one hand, we say in general that the ksuba comes from the money that is left over of the state of their first husband, right? That's generally how it works, right? A woman is married, her husband dies, so the ksuba would come from her original husband's estate. So if that's true, so she can't get ksuba from the second husband, right? Let's say the second husband, the first husband dies, and now she goes to the second husband, and the second husband, after doing Yibam, divorces her, right? So do we say that she doesn't get, so therefore she doesn't get ksuba from the second guy? Oh, Delmo, or maybe we'll say, Kevin, the ilu leisla merishon, takim la rabbanan meisheni, but do we say that since in general, when she doesn't get a ksuba from the first husband, if he doesn't have money to pay, etc., so she gets a ksuba from the second husband, Isla, so maybe she does get it from the second husband. What's the story? So the concern here is that here the first husband, they were forbidden to each other, right? So it really comes to the first husband. The first husband wasn't really supposed to be married to her in the first place. So what's the story? So Amalahu Rav Sheshes Tenisua, I have a bride that taught this before. What's that? Ksubasa al nichse baila rishon, right? The ksuba comes from the first husband. Vim haisa shniya Labal, and if she was a shniya to the Baal, she was forbidden to marry him in the first place. Then even from that yabam, she doesn't get any. Fine, she doesn't get a ksuba. So she says, but wait a second. The implication is, a filo from the second husband she doesn't get. What do you mean a filo from the second? Is there every time when she gets a ksuba from the second husband? Right? No. We're missing some words here. What should it say? She should get the ksuba from her first husband. V'leisla merishon, and if she doesn't get from the first husband, takina la mesheni. So then there's a takana that she should get a ksuba from the second husband. The first husband has no money, can't pay it, etc. V'imhayis a shniya, but if she was a shniya labal, the baal, afilim v'yavim ingla, then we don't make such a takana. So that's the halacha, that if she was a shniya to the first husband, then she does not get a ksuba from the second husband, even though in general we make a takana that she should get a ksura from his second husband in general. Okay, stop here.